Welcome to the Business Champion Show. Join us as we spotlight the heartbeat of our communities, the local businesses that shape our lives. From cozy bakeries to bustling bars, these enterprises become integral to our daily experience. Whether you're an entrepreneur or love supporting local greatness, tune in for deep insight. Let's celebrate and empower our community on every level. Sponsored by thebusinesschampion.com, your digital advocate for business success. Here's your host, Marietta Kammerer.
Trust your gut. It's not just intuition, but a powerhouse of signals from your body. Pay attention to those subtle nudges. They might be guiding you towards something important. Your gut knows more than you think. From butterflies to subtle warnings, it communicates in mysterious ways. Take a moment to tune in and understand what your gut is telling you.
Hello, welcome, and a very good morning. I'm your host, Marietta Kammerer. We all know what it feels like when our body, our stomach, just doesn't feel well. We feel miserable all the way. Without going into too many details, you know, and I was even afraid to leave the house. Yes, and my stomach just wouldn't quiet down. Elevating life through gut wellness is our topic today, and we have the expert here today, Dr. Yvette Witten, a naturopathic oncologist. And what is a naturopathic oncologist? Well, good question. A naturopathic oncologist is a healthcare professional specializing in cancer care using natural therapies and holistic approaches. They integrate conventional cancer treatments with complementary and alternative medicine to support patients' overall well-being. And here she is, Dr. Yvette Witten. Good morning. How are you, doctor?
Good morning, Marietta. I am doing very well for a Saturday morning. A little bit of rain, but I'm excited to be here.
Yeah,
thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. And it's lovely to introduce you to our WICC family. And, you know, in case I need more than 20 minutes, I got the doctor sitting right here. I was a little under the weather, but that's not the topic. So anyway, elevating life through gut wellness is the topic. So we're going to go right into it. I'm going to take care of the announcements a little later. So, Rich, let's hit it.
Me and Amy under the cover, seen as hot potential lovers. Demon in the back is her reputation of school and sex. She's the graduation, touch it, hold it, heavy breathing.
Gut feelings are like silent whispers of wisdom. Embrace the quiet moments and let your intuition guide you. Sometimes the best decisions come from deep within. Gut health isn't just about digestion. It's a compass for life. Nourish it with good food, positive thoughts, and mindful choices. Your gut can be a reliable guide on your journey to well-being.
You're tuned in to the Business Champion Show on WICC 600 and 107.3 FM, elevating life through gut wellness with naturopathic oncologist Dr. Yvette Witten. On the web, you can find her, AdoniOHW.com. That is Adoni, AdoniOHW.com. She is right here in Monroe, Connecticut on 887 Main Street. So welcome again, Dr. Witten. And this morning, we're discussing three areas of interest: understanding gut health, holistic approach to gut health, and mind-body connection. So let me start with the first question I have. What role do gut microbiota play in maintaining a healthy digestive system? And how can we support and promote a diverse and balanced microbiome?
That's a very good question. So the microbiome is a community of organisms in the gastrointestinal tract. We call that the gut. In fact, in Australia, they refer to it as the GIT, which seems to be more appropriate because it stands for gastrointestinal tract. But anyway, that community of microorganisms is said to outnumber us 90 to 10. So there's 90 of them to 10 of our human cells. So that tells you right there that they are important. So when we think of the gut, let's just basically focus on the small intestine and the colon, because actually the gastrointestinal tract begins, you know, at the mouth and ends at the anus. It's called the alimentary canal. But for these purposes, when we talk about gut health, let's just limit that then to the small intestine and the colon. So the small intestine, its environment is a little bit different from the colon. The small intestine has a lower pH, so it is more acidic. It also has a lesser number of microbes than the colon. And the type of bacteria in the small intestine are basically lactobacilli, and that creates lactic acid and the enterococci, which is primarily involved in fermentation. And so by fermenting dietary fiber from the foods that we eat, we are able then to get certain substrates, such as butyrate, certain vitamins, etc., that helps to lower inflammation, that helps with immune health. It helps to prevent what we call leaky gut, which is maintenance of the integrity of the lining of the gut then. And so also what we know is that our immune system also resides within the gut. So these are, you know, some of the important aspects of gut health. And it is said, actually, that if you really want to get a person well, you need to really take a closer look at the health of the gastrointestinal tract.
Mm-hmm. I just made a note, doctor. Immune system resides in our gut. What does that mean?
Okay, so that's an excellent question. So there is an area in the gut that is called the GALT. It's the gut-associated lymphoid tissue. And that basically is comprised of the Peyer's patches, as well as the lamina propria and the intraepithelial lymphocytes, the IEL. And so basically within those layers of tissue, there are specific immune cells, such as T cells, B cells, macrophages, and dendritic cells. So the macrophages are kind of like a little Pac-Man. I'm kind of dating myself when I mention that, because I used to play that game a lot when I was younger. Mm-hmm. But they kind of go around and they engulf any foreign material that's in the gastrointestinal tract that is kind of tagged or recognized as not belonging. So it could be, you know, pathogenic in origin, but that's where our immune system actually begins, which is, you know, in the gut. So, yeah, in terms of our immunity, it is there in the gut-associated lymphoid tissue.
Because people do understand, oh, yeah, my immune system, because they're getting colds, they're getting this, they're getting that. They have heard of this, but they don't really know, because I don't know. So forgive me if I'm asking questions that are immune system. Talk a little bit more about how do you make a immune system stronger? What do you have to do?
Well, again, it's, you know, because we're interconnected, we're in our own right, our own, you know, ecosystem. We have to look at lifestyle. right? Mm-hmm. So we have to look at, you know, are we getting enough sleep? Are we eating the clean foods, right? So foods that are not pesticide laden or laden with glyphosate, because that has a negative impact on the gut. Are we getting sunlight exposure, right? Because there are these subunits in every cell that provides the cell with energy, and they are called mitochondria. So when we get sunlight exposure, generally between sunrise and 10 a.m., you know, we're getting that ultraviolet rays from the sun that kind of recharges our mitochondria and helps with our energy. Are we exercising? Are we moving the body? Because, you know, we take in oxygen and that's used for our metabolism, and we breathe out carbon dioxide. So carbon dioxide is a waste product. So as we're exercising, we're helping to detoxify the body. And then also, depending on the type of exercise that you are participating in, if you're lifting heavy weights, that helps the number of mitochondria as well to increase. So, you know, these are some of the things. I can go into a plethora, like earthing, basically getting out in nature. There is actually such a thing that's called forest bathing. So that's
I heard of that. Have you? For years now. Yes.
Yeah. So when you go out you're out in nature and you're basically inhaling.
You're my
some
kind of woman here. Yes.
Essential oils and stuff that comes from the trees and the shrubs and the plants around us. So that is our epigenetics. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
We're going for a quick break and we'll continue with Dr. Whitten.
While they rang the total, reach for my wallet, a bolo, not my day, I felt like a dummy, went to the store and forgot the money.
Listen closely to your gut. It's your body's personal advisor. Whether it's about relationships, decisions, or self-care, your gut often knows what's best for you. Gut feeling, the original GPS of life. Trust the signals, recalibrate when needed, and enjoy the journey. Your gut knows the way.
Elevating life through gut wellness this morning with naturopathic oncologist Dr. Yvette Whitten. She's from Monroe, Connecticut. She has a beautiful office on 887 Main Street and on the web, adaneohw.com. So, Dr. Whitten, on a Saturday morning that you're with us, that is absolutely great. And I do have a question regarding holistic approach to gut health, but talk a little more about when you see a challenged immune system. I didn't quite get that. What does a challenged immune system look like?
So, you know, if your immune system, if you have a robust immune system, that would mean that, you know, you're more resilient to things like, you know, the common cold. If we get a virus, if we're infected by a virus, if mm-hmm. you have a robust immune system, then, you know, in a matter of, you know, 7 to 10 days, then your immune system will basically resolve that infection and you will start feeling better. But if you have a weak or compromised immune system, you know, even, you know, something that's well-meaning, such as, you know, telling somebody to take a probiotic. If you have a low white blood cell count, it's not a good idea to take a probiotics because you have to keep in mind that you're taking supplemental bacteria. And so there's a risk of that person developing an infection if they have a low white blood cell count or low immunity.
What about the gut virus that's going around right now? I spoke to a friend of ours, and he went to Florida. He came back, and he was down for a few days. And then I heard it on the news. There is a gut virus going around big time in mm-hmm. many, many states, including New York, Connecticut.
Exactly. There's also a fungal infection that they're saying that's a pretty rare fungal infection that's affecting a lot of people.
Is a fungal infection? What is that?
So a fungi is not a bacteria. It's a microorganism that's a little, you know, it's different than a bacteria. But for example, we have candida, which is a part of the microbiome in the colon. And so they're pretty benign. They're keeping a balance within that, you know, ecosystem that keeps us healthy. However, there are some potential pathogens. And so candida is a potential pathogen, because if you have an imbalance between that organism of microorganisms within the gut, then there's an opportunity for that candida to start to overgrow. And we call that candidiasis. So it is fungal and it will overgrow. It can cause issues with vaginal discharges. It has a specific odor. It can show up as ringworm on the skin. So, you know, a fungal infection, you could see it as like a white coating on the tongue. But, you know, a lot of people who have an overgrowth of this candida, which we call candidiasis, they may have issues with bloating. They will have issues with digestion. A lot of times they have sugar cravings because candida likes sugar, and it ferments sugar. So, yeah.
What is absolutely necessary to make lifestyle modification? What is absolutely necessary? If somebody came into your office and said, I'm not feeling well, I don't have any energy. Of course, they don't pay attention to what they eat. A lot of carbs and just eating the wrong things for their body, because I have learned myself that if I give my body very light food, such as vegetables, and you know, I really love vegetables as much as I love cake, but I'm not touching the vegetables, I'm touching the cake and the breads. I could live on breads. But when I make up my mind and change it around, I love vegetables. And especially the way it's prepared, you know, the Chinese people, with the wok and with the different sauces and everything. So very light food is my gut loves it. Mm-hmm. My gut also loves the heaviness and, you know, when you eat the wrong things and then I suffer afterwards.
Right. So here's where we begin. If I come in, you know, a patient comes in, to our office and they're, you know, complaining of, you know, symptoms of indigestion, bloating, maybe they're constipated. Maybe it could be that they're, you know, they have depression or anxiety. Mm-hmm. The place to start is always with testing, mm-hmm. right? So when in doubt, you find out. And so there are several tests that can be implemented. There's tests that look at stools and the microbiome of the stool sample that's provided. So that stool sample can be analyzed to see if there's the right population of organisms in the gut. So that's one way of doing it. Another test that we utilize is a test called the food inflammation test, which is the FIT test. And so that is a blood test that we collect from the patient and it goes into the laboratory. And so this test can provide very important information about gut health. Because what it looks at is the amount of antibodies, which are proteins that are being made against a certain food that we're eating. So when we're eating foods, our immune system should not be cranking out, you know, antibodies against the foods that we're eating. That is supposed to nurture our bodies. But a lot of times there are patients who have compromised lining of the gut. And so we call that leaky gut. That's the common mm-hmm. term. And so the lining has a configuration of cells that are called tight junctions. And so it acts as a barrier, you know, deciding what can go into the bloodstream and what can't. Mm,
thank you. Let's go for a quick break. Don't touch that dial.
Heavy breathing, I knew I'd get it. She's not about teasing. Left on the light so I can see reaction. Amy's a freak, guaranteed satisfaction. She's as soft as bubble bath.
Your gut is like a library of experiences. Tune in to the stories it tells, learn from them, and use that knowledge to navigate life with more confidence. Gut health is a conversation between your body and mind. Take a moment to understand the dialogue and foster a harmonious relationship for overall well-being.
Dr. Yvette Witten, she is a naturopathic oncologist here in Monroe at 887 Main Street. I'm so glad I met you, Dr. Witten. Just before I wrap it up with question number three, I do want to, in my little research, it's amazing what stool can tell you, the history in your own stool. And, you know, I want everybody to know I feel very, very comfortable talking about this. You know, I'm not a young person anymore. I'm an adult. I feel very, very good talking about that. A lot of people say, oh, we don't. No. You got to feel confident bringing this topic to the table. And stool can tell you a lot. I learned that just by reading it. I know nothing, Dr. Nothing. But just reading is it, I said, oh, my God. But how can we, mind-body connection, how can it influence the gut health, doctor?
So mind-body, in terms of, mental, emotional health. So what we do know from research is that serotonin is our feel-good hormone. And 90% of that is manufactured in the gut. So if you have chronic inflammation in the gut, then there is going to definitely be a decrease in that, and that's going to definitely impact, you know, your mood. So that's one part of it. The other thing is that the gut basically synthesizes the microorganisms in the gut synthesizes BDNF, which is brain-derived neurotrophic factor. And so that is very important in the health and the function of the brain. And in fact, it is said that the microbiome, which this ecosystem and community of organisms that resides in our gut, is described as the second brain. So in addition to our brain that resides in our skull, which is part of the central nervous system, which is the brain and the spinal cord, there is a connection between the second brain in our gut and our primary brain. And that connection is via one of the nerves that are located on the underside of the brain. They are called the cranial nerve. And so cranial nerve 10 is the vagus nerve. It's also known as the wanderer because it connects with our visceral organs, the organs inside of us, our abdomen. It connects with the heart. And it also is very involved with the digestive system. So, you know, that is the connection between the brain and the gut via the vagus nerve.
Interesting what you just said, that the gut has a brain.
Yes.
The gut has a brain. And every time when I leave my house, when I go somewhere, whether it's a store I'm entering or I'm entering a room, wherever, and immediately my gut gives me a signal, whether, hey, it's a very nervous environment, even though it's all empty, it's a very nervous environment, or something is not right. And I remember, and I make this very quick, looking for a house when I worked in Europe, and I met with the people, went in the house, and I went into this one room, and my gut told me something happened in this room. And sure enough, her father, who had passed away, was always in that room watching, because it was ground floor, watching, looking out the window all the time. My gut is so intelligent. It's incredible. And, you know, we're going to go right into, we have maybe about 4 minutes left. I want to get into gut cleaning. But first, I think we have to go for a break. Okay, doctor?
Sure.
Okay.
Just put your hands in the air and wait.
In a world full of noise, your gut speaks the truth. Take moments of silence to listen and understand its language. It might be revealing insights you never knew you had. Your gut is your lifelong companion. Nurture it with care, listen to its cues, and build a strong foundation for a healthier, happier you.
Elevating life through gutness. Yeah, through gutness. Through gut wellness. Sorry about that. With naturopathic oncologist Dr. Yvette Whitten. And we have maybe 4 minutes left. Let's get right to gut cleaning, gut cleansing. I was talking to somebody the other day. Oh, no, we're Italian. We know what to do. In the morning, some warm water or lukewarm water with lemon. And that does the trick. I said, really? Oh, okay. I said, well, I got the doctor coming on, you know, this Saturday. I'll find out. So please, in this short period of time.
Yeah, warm water with lemon is not a bad thing. But here's the thing. There is something, there's a system, right? Because we're all beautifully and wonderfully made by God, right? So there's a system called the migrating motor complex. And so that system kicks in whenever we stop eating, okay? And so the process is in, that's involved is increasing a process that's called peristalsis. So there are smooth muscles in those, you know, in the gut that begin to contract. That's peristalsis, and it begins to move things through. So if there's any leftover food in the stomach will start contracting. It'll push it through into the first part of the small intestine, which is the duodenum, and then the contraction will continue. But the goal is to clean the digestive system. So, you know, we are taught that we should have 3 meals a day and snacks in between. But keep in mind that the minute we start eating, that's when that migrating motor complex stops, right? So the best way that you can ensure that your gut is cleaned without taking any herbs or without doing any other procedures such as colon hydrotherapy, etc., is just to give your digestive system a break. So that is where intermittent fasting has its benefits. There are mm-hmm. many benefits associated with intermittent fasting, but if we just stop eating for a small period of time, and keeping in mind that when you're sleeping, you're fasting, so you can count those hours. So all that it entails is eating your breakfast maybe a little later. And again, this is not for everybody, because some people, their epigenetics tells them that they have to eat their meals a little earlier. But again, this is all individualized. But the best way that you can ensure that your body's natural cleaning mechanisms can do their job is just to, you know, basically do some intermittent fasting. Give your digestive system mm-hmm. a break.
Dr. Whitten, this was a pleasure, even though I didn't understand any technical terms. Nothing. I'm learning. But gut health is important. I know what it's all about. Intermittent fasting, I loved. I'm going to go back on it. So I can't wait to see you again in a couple of weeks. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your knowledge. And gut health is so important. Thank you, Rich, for everything. And take care of your gut. So we see you next week. Have a great week. And 887 Main Street, Monroe. Dr. Yvette Whitten. Look at the website. Give her a shout. This is important, gut health.
Absolutely.
So important.
Thank you so much.
See you in 2 weeks.
Me.
Thank you.